Right, we got all these alerts off. Let's adjust that screen there. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. What is today? August 4th. I had to think about that for a second. And it's Friday. We know what that is. That's being fabulous Friday. Here also, aka Naughty Boss, live with you.
Sisters. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, on this fantabulous Friday indeed, August 4th, episode number 671. And part of today's, I just had to look on Twitter. I actually haven't looked at it in a few days. So I do have some Twitter updates, but we'll get to that in just a moment. So what is fantabulous in your world today?
Well, you know, it's, again, we talk about today is a day, and simultaneously micromanaging here, or not micromanaging, multitasking would be the word. Just trying to clean up a few things, like it's move around the tech, because I've been crazy busy. You know, today's a day that we kind of review your week, our week. How are we doing? How things are going? How's our mindset? How do we triumph over anything? How do we handle Wealth Wellness Wednesday? And of course, Trending Thursday. And obviously, I'm sure once the Twitter updates, which they're not Twitter anymore, they're X. So I don't know what they're rephrasing the tweet part is, because it's no longer a tweet. I don't know what any of that stuff is. I actually disengage from that as well, trying to reduce how many apps are on my phone because it gets a little cuckoo after a while. So that is one that I don't, I'll get an alert here or there and I'll look at it, but it's not my main platform. So I'm kind of out of touch with that stuff, but I do know it's X. I know there was a big deal over, I guess they put an X on top of a building in one of his headquarters in California, didn't get a permit. And, you know, they're making such a big thing out of that when they got a lot of other things going on that they should be focused on. But that's kind of an example. We get trapped in alerts, they distract us. And a lot of times they disrupt the flow of our week. And when do you realize, and it could be obviously the obvious one is devices, cell phones, alerts, but there are other things that distract you in your life. You know, do you get so caught up in a series on TV that you slack off on all the other stuff that you're supposed to be getting done, the stuff that you told yourself you would get done? That maybe we're on your goal board, maybe we're on your to-do list, maybe was even part of your planner. I've got, you know, the gym scheduled here, or I got pool time to do some laps here. I've got meal prep time over here, but yeah, I kind of really want to watch this Netflix series. And we have to constantly fight off all those, because those are actually also a different, it's an alert, it's a different kind of alert. I call them the distraction alerts, because they're distracting you from what your purpose is or what you set out to do. And what I love about generations before us is there was a couple different things. One, you always said what you did, say what you mean, and you do it. You are accountable to you, but you do it. You honor your commitment. Whether it's a commitment to yourself, commitment to, you know, other things. The other thing that I loved that generations before, and actually I was just chatting this with my daughter, is she was telling me, you know, they're getting back to the sports swing of things. And a few people have quit on a couple different teams, and then a coach quit. And I thought to myself, you're just starting out the season and you're having a coach quit, who also has, I guess, a child on the team as well. And you have other people just quitting. And what happened to the ability where you committed to something, and if it's a season, if it's 30 days, if it's a year commitment, a month commitment, whatever it may be. I mean, I knew we grew up in a time where you joined something or you said you were going to do something, you stuck it out, because in the process of making that decision to commit, you're committing to yourself, you're committing to maybe it's a team, maybe it's a board, maybe it's a charity, maybe it's a group, maybe it's a committee, you know, that you're involved with your church or town or whatever. So what happened to that rule of thumb, which was really something that was really taught by parents? it was instilled in parents that if you actually signed up for something, committed to something, joined something, that even though it may not be what you thought it was, that you made the commitment, you would see it through and really reevaluate at the end. Did it serve me? Did it add value? Did it change my mind through the course of the journey that, yeah, in the beginning, I really wanted to quit, but I stuck with it. I'm so glad I did. And I think that this generation has lost the commitment of to commit. They've lost the commitment to sustain the commitment, to go forward with the commitment, to honor the commitment. And I saw a lot of that type of flow all week long, which actually served a purpose for me to remind me and to be mindful of that, that when you honor a commitment, and besides the obvious ones that are outside your door, outside your room, outside your home, if you make a commitment to yourself, honor it. Because while you may get to the end of that piece of the commitment or the journey or whatever it is that you're committing to, and it doesn't really serve you, you can say, hey, you know what? I did it. Really wasn't for me. I tried this new fitness. I stuck it out. I committed to 30 days, 90-day challenge, whatever it may be. Not for me. Or, wow, it turned out even better, even though I had reservations. Turned out better. So I think in society as a whole, and there's a whole realm of commitments, obviously, that we could talk about, from, you know, local government to big G to communities to manufacturers. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I think somehow we've lost that. And I recognize that. And that's what fueled me this week to make sure that any commitments I made to myself this week or any commitments or obligations I had to other people, that I kept them. Even though I may have had to rearrange things, maybe I had to renegotiate time, but at least I know that when I look back at this week, I fulfilled that. So that was kind of my week.
Yeah, well, you know, going back to the mindset aspect of it and commitments, it's almost as though commitments are done with fractions in mind. And what the heck do I mean by that? You know, you commit 100%. Well, you know, yesterday I had a crazy day, had to go to a wake last night. And by the time I got home, obviously I was exhausted, but I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to, the thought was there. Okay. I just want to be very clear. The thought was there to, oh, I'm just going to cancel out my 5 a.m. class. No, 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 because I made a commitment to myself and I wouldn't have honored and respected that commitment if I didn't go, you know, commit, if I didn't go, I wouldn't have gone, right? That's easy. And I think people look at their commitment sometimes as a fraction. Oh, well, I'm just going to do this little thing or this little thing. If you commit to something, you have to give it your all, whatever that means to you. You know, think about that for a moment and how it applies to perhaps something that you've done in the past. Don't commit to your fractions, commit 100%.
And the other cool piece of that is no one says you have to, you know, jump in and do all these different things. And I think there's an impulse in our world. We're impulsive to, you got to know now, you know, we have to have the answer now. And we're not patient enough to wait for the answer. We're not patient enough for, you know, depending on what the circumstances are, to wait for the information, right? And I think the same thing goes with commitments. People are too rushed to jump on board. But they know sooner jump on board. Usually the ones that quickly jump on board, there's a high percentage that jump off quite quickly. And I think the pause button needs to be used to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, is my child going to like this? Is it something that they already show an interest to? Is it something that I commit to make sure I can get that child back and forth? Or, you know, I'm working X amount of hours a week the church, my community, this charity is looking for additional help to do certain things on Saturdays and maybe a night during the week. Can I really wholeheartedly, knowing what's already on my plate, commit? And I think people are too rushed to like jump on board on something because everyone else is doing it, or they can do it, so why can't I? Is it a fit for you? Sometimes it's just not a fit for you. It's not a fit for your schedule. It may not be a fit for your child. It may not work out in the sense of timing. There's no interest. You know, I've got all these other commitments ahead of this commitment. So I think that's part of the issue. People jump on board, not doing their own investigating to say, is this something that's going to add value to me? Can I do it? And the same thing even with child. I see so many parents now signing kids up for different sports and the commitment, well, you know, you have this camp week. We've got, you know, this, you know, choreography this week. We have, you know, we're learning this. Well, you know, I got vacation that week. I got other plans going on. Oh, I really, you know what? I just want to stay home that week. So I think that's part of the problem. They don't really decipher. They don't discern on what the commitment truly is about. And maybe if they did that pause button, maybe write the pros and cons, look at your calendar, look ahead. Is this going to interfere with things that I already know that I committed to? Can I work around, you know, time, like if we're doing a vacation, have I checked, you know, that there's some flexibility or time for your child to make up, to get on board or learn whatever they're missing? Or the same thing could be with if you decide to join a committee. Are they going to meet in a time frame that meets your needs? Can you fulfill it? Do you look at your whole calendar and say, it's every Tuesday, but I've got 4 Tuesdays in the next, you know, 2 months that I already got commitments to. Maybe that's not a good fit for me right now. And it doesn't mean that you can't ever do those things. It's just a matter of pause. Can I do it? Can I complete it? And you usually use that format and apply it if you have children, if you have a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend. Same scenario should always apply to that. How can I make it work? And will it serve me while I'm serving someone else? And I think we lose that. But so that's really all about Fantabulous Friday, what we kind of look about all this week. So I know you said you had some updates.
Yes, I do. But I just wanted to add a comment to that. It's before you commit, you must do your due diligence.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have 3 Twitter updates. The first one, which I thought was very...
Well, pause right there, because okay. They don't call them Twitter and they don't call it tweets.
Well, they still do call it tweets.
They do. Well, that makes no sense. X and a tweet. Okay. All right.
There's the X, but they still call it a tweet. They haven't changed any of that. So I'm calling it a tweet. Anyway, okay. The first story. There was a report that came out that Connecticut is the 9th most expensive state to live in.
I'm glad you told me, because I have friends that are considering a job offer with a corporation. Corporation's only willing to pay half. And then, you know, they used to live there and they're like, do we really want to go back to that state with the taxes and yada, yada, yada. So 9th in the state of what was that?
The 9th most expensive state to live in. In fact, the report reflects that if you are a minimum wage worker, you need to work 69 hours a week to meet your obligations. That's crazy.
And who knows what those obligations are? So that's not even realistic. I mean, that's poverty obligations, most likely. Let's be real.
Okay, the second one, which of course I am going to go out today and buy one, is the lottery drawing is $1.25 billion. And I believe that is for
mega millions. It's mega millions.
the Mega Millions.
Yeah.
So go. Chances are, yeah, you probably won't win, but guess what? You can't win if you don't play. So
that's right.
Keep that in mind. Okay, then the third and what I consider the most juiciest one, Tucker Carlson on Twitter, he showcased his 12th little episode the other day. It was just about a 15-minute clip with his conversation with Devin Archer. As many of you know, Devin Archer was Hunter Biden's former partner and whatnot. He just did a tweet or an X, whatever we want to call it, right? The second part of the interview is coming out sometime today, and that interview is a little over an hour long. And Tucker asked some really tough questions. So if you're interested in that, you definitely can catch that on the Big X or Twitter. And speaking about Twitter and X, the whole thing, was having a conversation with my sister-in-law and her husband last weekend, and they were talking about the name of Twitter and X. So I thought about it as they were talking, and I'm like, now I get it. I get why it's X. So I'm going to do a hand gesture so that obviously viewers can see, and then I'll explain in the show notes for those who are going to be just listening. But here's the X.
Absolutely. I also thought about that too. You know, because everyone said, well, what's the meaning? And I'm like, for those that cannot see at the moment, it's two of your middle fingers forming the X. And I think, you know, for me, that represents two sides. And I think everyone knows what those two sides are. I think there was an interview by a top legal analyst who put it in a nutshell. We are seeing the most intense, most egregious, flagrant corruption in the history of our country. And you have to, like, when you hear that, you're like, you have to, like, say it again, repeat it, say it again to digest it in time, forever, at this moment. We have never been in this unprecedented time where the two sides of justice has never been more prevalent. And for those that stick to the MSNBCs and just the CNN, even apparently CNN is starting to little by little grains ask some tough questions, or some reporters are starting to finally ask some real questions. The two-tier justice system that we continually see to go after one person and do what they're doing over nothing burgers, like truly nothing burgers, are trying to stretch the law, stretch everything to someone where there is some blatant criminal activity that includes a brand of people. And the brand is about the sellout of our country. The brand's mantra is about the sellout of its citizens. I have no time, no energy to even have a conversation with anyone that doesn't see it. It is not a right, it is not a left, but it's damn sure a middle. Because when you bring people, humans together, we form one big family, one big world. And a lot of people are now questioning, why does one side do not more? Because, as I've always said, how many people that have an open mind and a common sense mind, it is from both sides. However, in this particular case, it is a family that stems from the spouse to the siblings, and even the innocent children are being used to funnel things too. This is egregious at best, and it's probably one of the biggest crimes that we've seen in our times. And if people cannot embrace, you know, an interview by someone, you know, that has the actual information, and the sad part about that is, this syndicate is also utilizing the powers of the agencies that are supposed to protect evidence, that are supposed to protect the people, that are supposed to protect their own within their entity. And you've seen so many people come out against them that currently still are involved with them and the harassment that they're taking. We have never seen this ever in our lifetime. I can only imagine that our forefathers are not turning in their grave. They are crawling to get out. They're crawling to get out because they just can't believe this is happening. They cannot believe this is happening. They were so smart in doing what they did with our Constitution, and the fact that we're not following the rule of law. The rule of law doesn't exist in our country anymore, in my opinion. And how sad that is. When you, I think people imagines what was going on, but never could really grasp how in depth. It's such a shame, and it's so sad. But again, you know, what do you deal with that when you start hearing this information, when you see it, you know, Tucker Carlson's interview, it's probably gonna anger you. It's probably gonna frustrate you that, you know, we've got all this stuff and we can't, as regular citizens, what do we do? So I always say, don't go down the rabbit hole too far, because you're gonna drive yourself kooky. We've done it, we know that. Other people have done it, they know that. Be mindful of it, stay in tune to it, be abreast about it, but don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you. Bring your vote in. Hopefully states start doing their due diligence to let the American people's vote count. We already know that that does not happen. That's, and anyone that says that that's not true, it's always been done. It wasn't just in 2020. 2020, it was on steroids. But it's always been happening. And I think American people have got to smarten up. The other quick thing I'm going to mention is two phrases. Focus is on global warming. Stop focused on global warming. And you better start paying attention to global cooling. And there's some very insightful information that finally, those that are experts in the field, while they were in the field, they were bound and gagged and could not speak about it. And now they are. Look up global cooling. And that's all I got for today.
And on that note, of course, we would love to hear from you. What is fantabulous in your world? What is maybe a Twitter update or the X update that really captured your interest? And of course, have you listened to the first Devin Archer interview? I'm looking forward to hearing the second one. And on that note, please go to our website, www.twosistas.online. Send us in a voicemail or a contact form. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0. Yes, I did show up at 0500. That's why I look very lovely right at the moment. And I am with two
sisters. This is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, about to get her day going as well. Continuing on. You know, today is a day that you have that conversation in the mirror. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in our world. A lot of things that are out of your control. So what I suggest to do is get what you can be, what you can be in control of, which is two things: how you act, how you react. Do it positively, do it with kindness, be informed. Don't be afraid to inform other people, be postured in your beliefs, but always have that conversation with yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I did get a lot done this week. I am so excited that I did something new, or I tried something different and I kept to my commitment. Make sure you congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back. You did great. We wish you a very, very happy weekend. Take care, and we'll see you Monday for Monday Mindset. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.